This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So moving on to our next story, starting from next year, we could see the revenue from the sugar tax used to fund a free and healthy breakfast program for all primary school children.
So this is a bit of a throwback story, right? Because both the issue of the sugar tax as well as a free healthy breakfast for kids, these are stories that have been percolating for a little while. It was announced, though, this new thing by Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad saying we want our kids to be strong and healthy, to perform well in school. Tun also commented on the delay of the sugary drinks tax, saying that the government wants to get the mechanism right, so the tax will only begin in July and it's going to be the only new tax this year.
So here's what we know about the sugar tax so far. An excise tax of 40 cents per litre will be imposed on sweetened beverages. 40 cents will be imposed on soft drinks with more than 5 grams of sugar or sugar-based sweetener per 100 millilitres. This will include carbonated drinks or flavoured and other non-alcoholic beverages. For juice or vegetable-based drinks, a 40 cent tax per litre will be imposed on drinks with more than 12 grams of sugar per 100 millilitres.
So as we mentioned earlier, I suppose there are two main components to this story and both are equally important, right?
Yep.
On the one hand, you have this issue of trying to provide a nutritious breakfast to children who might not be getting it at home. And then on the flip side of that, you have the sugar tax. And on the surface, it's great that one's going to be used to fund the other.
Yeah.
But there is still, I think, some very fundamental disagreements over whether or not the sugar tax is going to do its job in terms of promoting health.
Yeah. So I think also because these two stories, well, leave a sour taste in our mouths, right? For one, more taxes. And we're not totally sure if a sugar tax will actually work. Secondly, it's also another breakfast program. The last time we had one, kids didn't exactly get fresh or healthy milk. And in a lot of instances, they didn't get anything at all.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That is, I remember reading that story and thinking, how on earth did this happen? And so the hope, of course, is that this new situation, this new program is definitely not going to be the same thing. But I guess the last one didn't go so well. So there is a little bit of hesitation, at least for now. My concern with the sugar tax, I suppose, is also in certain countries, it's been suggested to work. The studies seem to support it.
Yeah, but the likes of Mexico, I believe.
Yes. But with that said, it does tend to hit people in the B40.
Yeah.
More so than anyone else. So that is a concern to me. But I think we're going to take a closer look at this after this. But let us know what you think about the sugar tax.
Yep. So what would you like to see it used for besides this? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be taking a quick break. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It's the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're talking about the sugar tax and how it'll be used next year to fund a free and healthy breakfast program for all primary school children. Now, we have on the line Dr. T. E. Seong. He's the president of the Nutrition Society of Malaysia. Dr. T, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Talk to us about why free meals are so essential in this conversation. What impact can it have on students and their families?
The focus on school kids is extremely important. And we talk about inculcating good eating habits from young. We should start from young. School child is the best place to give them education, including nutrition education, inculcating good food habits. The other thing is that providing a meal in the morning, breakfast, will go a long way towards helping the children with good energy and nutrients to last them for the 4 or 5 hours in the school, pay attention in the class. And many studies have shown that breakfast is very important, not just for kids, but for all of us. And so free meal to school children, especially the lower socioeconomic group, will be very, very important. And NSM did one study, Nutrition Society did one study of more than 8,000 children. And we found that about a quarter of children do not come to school with breakfast. So that is not so good. And so look upon this suggestion or this proposal, this new program, to be very important, very useful.
How reliant are students on the meals that some schools provide at the moment?
The school meal program now in Malaysian schools is only for lower socioeconomic children and children who are malnourished. So school meal programs in this country is not a big thing, which is just too bad. And so children do not get much free meals from school authorities in this country, less breakfast or other meals. I have not heard of any other program. One is called the Rancangan Makanan Tambahan. That one, as I mentioned, is for poorer children or selected groups of children and a very small number of children. Yeah.
What can be done to ensure that the program is sustainable and not fall into the situations that cut it short? Like what happened to the free milk program with Program Susu One Malaysia?
Yeah, well, school meal program, I was one of those who were very keen that we should continue with the school meal program. Even let's say we have the school breakfast, I think the school meal program should continue or should be reactivated. I think that one suffered because of some alleged food poisoning problems, which can easily be solved, you know, or resolved. And it's a matter of bad handling of the products. So that can be resolved. So now coming back to the breakfast program, you're right, we should make this sustainable and not just hot air for 1 year or 2 years, you know. And one of the way would be that to get the parents involved in this program. Get the parents involved, and maybe the children, parents can pay 1 ringgit or 50 cents, whatever, so that they have ownership to this. And I've seen some programs done by some state nutrition officers where they gather the support of parents, teachers, become like a gotong royong and work together, and children also involved in this preparation of the food, serving of the food, cleaning up after that. I think it's a very good program, and getting all stakeholders involved, and the government pumps in some money and strong support from the school authorities is extremely important. It's not just the money, but the support from the school authorities make them see the importance of this, the value of this. Otherwise, it becomes just another chore for them, a task for them, then becomes a burden to them. So we must convince them the importance of this. It's not just a free meal program, but make it useful, make it value-added by giving nutrition education. So in short, then I would say that get stakeholders together, parents, teachers, and work together in a manner that this program is more sustainable and with input from all stakeholders.
So another key thing here is that it's not just free breakfast. The Prime Minister is actually saying that it's going to be a healthy free breakfast. But how healthy is the food in our school canteens at the moment?
These are two important, two separate things. Yeah? Let me talk about the school canteen first. Well, I have been talking about the school canteen for maybe 40 years. So I believe that some improvement have come about in the school canteens, and Ministry of Education and Health are working together to tighten the school canteen guidelines. So it's a shame that the food sold in the school canteens are not nutritious, not healthy. And having said that, I think parents should also play a role here in making sure that the school authorities adhere to the school canteen guidelines. There are guidelines, there are processes in place how to penalize the school canteens, but it's not being implemented. So we need to have better enforcement, and parents play a role, teachers play a role, PTA can play a role in making sure the school canteens adhere to the guidelines and sell healthier foods. Now for the free breakfast, of course, there should be healthy meals and not just a token, just giving some meals to the children. Well, there are various resources available, nutrition division of Ministry of Health, Nutrition Society of Malaysia can also chip in to provide guidelines and all that. There's no shortage of expertise on how to provide healthy meals. But what is short is the willpower to do this, provide healthier. The other way maybe we can also get, I don't know whether explore, to make it sustainable, explore working with food industry, a multiple food industry, like the school meal program. Work together and get them to chip in some food, some resources. That may be more sustainable than everything come from the government. You know, becomes very, very expensive and too much burden.
And when working together with the food industry, what needs to be in place to ensure that food standards and nutritional quality remain high?
Yeah, that is a good question. So let me commit to the milk program, for example. There should be a committee to look after this and make sure that the handling is properly done, the products leave the factories safe, hygienic, safe to be consumed. Then at the school, it should be properly handled and so on. So for the breakfast program, it's even more challenging because we're providing fresh food. And like meal is packet, and if you give UHT, it can last for several weeks. So food safety is very important. Hygiene is very important. So we can mix some fresh food with some prepackaged food with a fruit, and then that becomes a healthier meal for the children. So a lot of thinking, a program has to be put in place to ensure wholesomeness, to ensure hygienic. The foods are hygienic and, of course, nutritious for the children. But it is doable if everybody evaporates, chip in and do this together.
Dr. T, something else that we really need to talk about is that, you know, there's this notion, right, that, healthy food is easy to come by. Healthy food can be anywhere. But one of the points that keeps coming up is that often healthy food is actually more expensive and less accessible than food that might be considered unhealthy. So, you know, just to take a random example, an apple may be more difficult to come by and more perishable, actually, than sweet chocolate that you can just buy anywhere. How do you change that?
Yeah, well, the general perception is that healthier foods are more expensive. I may not agree with that, you know, to a large extent. Your example of apple and, what's that? You said chocolate, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, one way I would try to overcome that is make fresh foods, fruits, for example, more affordable. Now, how do we do that? We have to increase the supply of these fruits. Now I hear many people complaining that fruits and vegetables are expensive and even local foods are becoming very expensive, you know. So we need to work with Ministry of Culture, Ministry of Agriculture, for example, to make food more accessible. Maybe we need to support farmers in making generally important, nutritiously important foods available to the masses, vegetables and fruits, whole grain foods, for example. These are healthier foods, but they may be more expensive because the supply is not enough, you know. So we will make them in larger quantities available, then the demand is there and the prices may go down. So we have to work on the supply side, and that it takes some time. Maybe we have always have problem, some challenges in convincing the Ministry of Agriculture people that grow foods, that vegetables and fruits especially, that are important to bring about a healthier diets of the people.
That would be something to look into. Dr. T, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us. That was Dr. T. E. Siong, President of the Nutrition Society of Malaysia. Let us know what you think about the sugar tax being used to serve healthy breakfast to school children. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're heading to the news at 7. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning, BFM 89.9.
It's 7:05 p.m. and we have some messages here about food and YB. I think that's the first message coming from Kamarun Nizam.
I always thought that having support from parents and schools to prepare nutritional food would be very good. This is in relation to kids having being provided free and nutritious breakfasts, and that's going to be coming from the sugar tax, hopefully. So Kamran Nizam goes on to say, instead of everyday do it belanja, why not every parent pay that money to the canteen to prepare good food, just like the asrama? At least the parents know that the money is being spent on food instead of junk. And from the point of view of economics, it might help the local area industry because they are ready demand, and canteen guys can also make a good budget since they know beforehand what is expected from them. And I think that that would definitely work in situations where parents have that money to spare. Mm-hmm. But in the case of the communities that will be served by the tax, right, by the money that comes from the tax, we are talking, I think, about communities where food is not a given, and the money to buy that food is also not a given, which is why you need it. You need the program to be there to kind of be able to provide nutrition for these kids.
Yeah, the jumping off Kamarun Nizam's idea, I think, you know, for example, maybe the more well-to-do parents in that area could perhaps subsidize some of the meals provided to some of those who are facing socioeconomic challenges, right? I think at the moment, Tun M has also said that it's meant for all students. I think the details will be later ironed out. And if you have any thoughts, call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.